What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the God damn it prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Including genital to genital, oral to genital, anal genital, oral anal.
Strange way to start the show. Thanks for joining us, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live.
Yay.
Blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A.
Yes.
It's a little bit after 2 p.m.
Barking. She was barking at the wall.
Her toy, her game, where you hide the food in the little cupboards, right. And she uses her nose and her feet to
give her the fucking game.
Well, there's no treats or food. It's not loaded.
Oh, okay. Sorry, buddy.
It would be a great disappointment to her because she would look in all those. She would look in all those little compartments, and there'd be fuck all in there. And suddenly, the game ain't no fun no more.
We're protecting you from disappointment, intern. Please.
However, you're listening to us, whether it's on Stitcher, Spotify, iTunes, your favorite application, or crabdiving.com as a podcast, or maybe you're listening to us. In the stream that streams 24/7 for you at crabdiving.com/live.
Lay down some plastic.
Or listen.
That's what I did that one time in Moscow when I stayed in Obama's hotel room.
He didn't lay down the plastic.
Oh, fuck no. But he sat there and he watched, and I bet he said some creepy fucking shit. I bet he said some whacked out shit.
Each other the N-word.
Honestly, that's on the table, dude.
I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility.
Our president is a lunatic.
And we'll have a couple more examples of that today.
And no one's doing fuck all about it.
Join us on social media at Crab Diving on the Twitter is the best way during the show. At CRABDIVING. Or you can
God damn it! You fucked it up! God damn you!
You can join us on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/crabdiving.
You got to watch that Grace and Frankie, man. That is some good shit.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Lily Tomlin is the funniest person on the fucking planet. I mean, really.
I was busy watching The Woo Assassins.
What the fuck is that?
On Netflix.
What is that? They killed the Wu-Tang Clan.
It's a kung fu kind of thing.
Right. Like karate.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's craptastic.
Is it dubbed?
No. And that's part of the craptastic. I don't know. I have some casting issues, but
you weren't consulted.
Other than that.
Right.
Thanks for joining us, and thanks for buying shit through our crab diving Amazon portal.
Yay!
At crabdiving.com/Amazon. Yes. And every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, if you use that link, we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you anything. Jeff Bezos just slices off a little bit for
of
us.
His penis. Oh, yes.
Stops by and delivers it himself.
Right. Oh, yes. Or... he pays someone hardly anything to do it.
Right.
I think that's their model.
Let's strap in, strap on.
Yay.
And see what is going on. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And hey, you know what? It is funny. It seems like we spend so much time sucking Jeff Bezos' dick because he's some genius tech oligarch. He's selling a fuck ton of stuff.
Oral anal.
and utilizing you know, really cheap labor. What a genius.
And
big fucking deal.
More nefarious techniques. I saw there was a story today, I think, that about how Amazon is now, you know, they're now doing their own brands. They're taking over the world.
Oh, right. Sure.
So if you go to Amazon to buy something, what brand do you think they're going to want to float you to?
Or what's cheapest?
The best quality, the best rated, or their own fucking brand. And that's exactly what they're doing.
Because you know what they want? All they want to do is sell their own fucking brand.
Well, ultimately.
Right. So then they can get everything. I mean, they're just going to get everything.
They're going to own the world.
They're going to get everything cheaper and edge everybody out of the shitty business, the shitty department store business, or whatever the fuck it is.
My thumb's not a tit. Stop sucking on my thumb.
Damn, don't bite his fingers off. If he can't punch the buttons on the show, I...
Been there. That's right. Shelby, now get the fuck off. Let's see what's going on in the old headlines, and then we'll get to the rest of the show. Oh, it's Faithless Friday, everybody.
Oh, yes.
Got some Jesus-y stories and some religiosity-type stories. Occasionally, we have a fundamentalist Hasidic Jew story or a Muslim story or something.
Right. Well,
can't think of... We might have had a Buddhist story once or twice.
I don't remember. I don't remember.
But, for the most part, it's Christian stuff.
It's Christians.
That's the shape of the stuff that's being shoved into our holes.
And if we want to talk about kids getting raped, we would talk about the Catholics, you know?
Well, yeah, we're finding out the Protestants have
yes,
have
that's
done
true.
Their own job.
Right.
Also.
And if we want to
find... the Boy Scouts.
Right. Yeah. Oh, my God. Damn, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
That's supposed to be bad, right?
What?
I mean, it's just
child
like...
molestation is bad. Yes, I think we can agree on that one.
What a stance! No, I mean, like it's widespread. It's
taking the bold view. The child molestation is bad.
Well, I mean, God, if you're a Republican, it is. That is kind of a crazy. That is a bold view.
Stop.
Right? I mean, I don't know. But the Boy Scouts, the point is, it was really, really, really bad, you know? Widespread.
Yes, and covered up.
Yeah. The conspiracy, right?
To
cover up. Damn, it's like, what is it about our society that just, it's just so, I mean, we hate women and a lot of people.
That patriarchal bullshit.
God.
Christo-patriarchal crap fest that we've been spewing for quite a while.
You know, I'm going to say something, and a lot of people are going to, you know, want to tweet in and disagree with me, so they know someone, but whatever. I'm trying to think of any racist stoners I know. I honestly cannot. Is that the answer?
But...
Marijuana.
Yeah.
But what?
Look, go stand in the middle of the street, close your eyes and spin, point to a house.
Okay.
If it's ours, move on.
Yeah, yeah.
Otherwise.
Right. Don't point at my house.
I'd be willing.
Creep.
To that the odds of one of these neighbors around here being smoking weed and being racist are good.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, she got a squeak toy.
Yeah,
spectacular.
She's coming for me right now. Yes, she just got me. Okay. Fucking
just ignore her.
She is biting my feet, dude.
Just ignore the pain.
Right,
suck it up.
I stop it. Okay. Whatever. I don't know any racist stoners. Name a racist stoner, you know. Well, you know. Just say their first.
Well,
I can't think of any.
Right, because I don't hang out with racists. I don't think. But I'm. There are a lot of racist stoners. There are a lot of nasty white guys that smoke weed.
God, they shouldn't be allowed. Is there a way to do that? Is there a way to say that if you're a big racist dick bag, you won't be allowed a medical marijuana card or something?
Really?
Fuck you!
You're fucking up
the whole planet, and you want weed? Not on my watch, dickhead.
You gotta check your social media for anything swastika-y. Are you being attacked by the
intern? No. Not at all.
I heard that one. over to the commie. I didn't play the Palin thing, did I?
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios and Kennels, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
Oh, God.
Dateline. August 30th, 2019.
The year of our fucking Lord.
These are your headlines. De-escalate, Shelby, de-escalate.
Have you lost your mind?
Over to the commie pinko liberal.
It beats.
Huffington Post.
Stop it. Okay.
The headline.
No.
There's a picture of the commander-in-chief.
Sit.
And it says.
Sit. Sit. Good
Judge
girl.
Good sticks.
Girl. Hey.
How's that working for you over there?
It's not working great.
Shelby, we're doing a show here. Okay. Judge sticks tax suit in slow lane. I don't know what that means.
Okay.
It's a picture of our commandant in chief, of our racist in chief.
Come here. Hush up. Good girl.
A federal judge has denied congressional Democrats' request to speed up the case.
Shit.
Seeking copies of Trump's personal tax return. So that's a win for him.
Oh, that sucks. Fuck you. Fuck you, Donald.
The decision by U.S. District Judge Trevor McFadden.
That's a funny name to me. I don't know.
Makes it.
It is, right?
Less likely. I knew some McFaddens in the Irish hood.
Well, I didn't.
Makes it less likely that Democrats will win their lawsuit before the election. So this was, looks like Trump's going to win on this stall tactic.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's his plan. He doesn't have to be right. He just has to buy as much time until this election rolls around. He loses. Somehow he makes Brett Kavanaugh make him president again. And, you know, and that's
Gorsuch.
It. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you know, maybe he'll get to appoint some other dickbags. Who knows? And then he's going to be in for 10 years, right?
He's going to hang around longer. Yeah, we'll read his tweet.
Yeah. But I was that Reddit thread you told me about today that you read about.
Oh, Trump. That was the Donald subreddit, which is behind like 8 condom layers that you have to get to see it.
Yeah.
But it's a true cesspool.
Right.
And with Trump tweeting,
yay,
basically, you know, we deserve our time back after all the evil Democrats, ruining my mojo for 3 years.
Because he was cheated.
He's like, should we get that time back? And so, of course, moistenings, the great moistening today,
the great moistening
on the Reddit on the Donald.
Yeah, is that what it's called?
That's what I'd call it. Okay. And they are thrilled that Donald is suggesting staying longer.
You know, the beauty about playing idiots like this is they always believe, you can always convince these fuckheads that Trump is playing the long game. Trump will have passed away. He'll be dead.
Oh, and he's still playing chess. He's not really dead.
He's still playing, yes. He's three-dimensional checker.
It's going down the tubers.
You know, that is actually still one of the craziest fucking things he said. Who's ever said that before?
I don't know.
I've heard people say it's going down the tubes.
Yeah.
But then the
what do potatoes have to do with it?
It's going down the tubers.
Right.
I don't know. I think he said tube and just was like, he adds
tubies.
ER. He adds ER to everything.
Tubies.
Yeah. I think.
Ivanka,
I just snorted a thick line of Adderall.
Yeah.
It's going down the tubers. Anonymous. Really anonymous.
Yes.
It's our president.
Right.
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo a judge has thrown a wrench into the works as far as how quickly the lawsuit to get to see Trump's tax returns.
Okay.
Proceeded.
Shit. Right. Well, congratulations, everyone. That's good.
at the Drudge Report.
Hey, fuck you, motherfucker.
I mean, the money, he never has spent money on, like, web design.
Yeah, he's, yes, good
it's
job.
It's a white page with a picture, a headline, it says Drudge Report, and then three columns of just simple links.
Well, you know what? Maybe we found our racist stoner.
Matt Drudge.
Well, yeah, that website, look, I mean, not to be, I could have designed that. Well, I could have described that to you to design it. Shit, I don't know, I could have designed that. I don't know, you know what I mean? There's no updates to that website. He must just sit around all day smoking weed, not doing anything.
Oh, yeah, you know, he doesn't have much to do with the actual site anymore. No. They hired toadies to do
right.
it.
Toadie.
Headline is, it's a satellite picture of our latest hurricane.
Ooh, Dorian.
After it went towards Puerto Rico, as usual.
Right.
Remember, that's what our president said.
Oh, yeah. Water.
As usual.
Oh, yeah, and he's mad.
He tweeted.
He's nuts. He feels, does he really?
But it missed. The worst parts missed yes. Puerto Rico.
Oh, my God. Thank goodness. I mean, geez, that's nice. Thank you, Jesus. Good job. You, for some reason, this time you spared Puerto Rico, but somebody else is going to get it. That's nice.
But now...
Puerto Rico. We love Puerto Rico.
But now the headline says, where to, Dorian?
Right.
There's a hurricane a-coming.
Yes.
Residents of Florida today are boarding up their windows, stocking up on food, water, and gas.
Ooh.
As Hurricane Dorian gained strength and slowly churned towards the U.S. mainland.
Oh, shit.
The storm has alarmed forecasters.
Damn.
Who worry that parts of Florida will be walloped by strong winds, a storm surge,
right.
and heavy rain for an extended period when it makes landfall early next week.
That's fucking crazy, man. I mean, fuck that. Why does God allow these fucked up weather events to occur? And also in a place like Florida, everybody believes in Jesus there.
Right.
Why would he do that to his own people? I don't understand.
Our governor here, Florida Governor Ron DeRacist, DeSantis.
Oh, yes. You were right the first time.
Urged residents to have at least a week's worth of food, water, and medicine.
Oh, okay.
He said they should be prepared for a multi-day event.
Oh, God.
And the state is already under a declaration of emergency.
Okay. What does that mean? They can just arrest you on site, shoot you?
No.
Especially if you're not white.
I think they're getting ready to be ready.
Oh, good. Good, good, good.
Somebody, Amber Hunter, the assistant manager at Ace Hardware.
Yes.
In Cape Canaveral.
Oh, right. Florida. That's where the shuttle leaves.
Said
launches.
People are buying everything and anything that applies to a hurricane. Flashlights, batteries, generators. She said generators are the most popular item.
Oh, fuck. Do you have a generator?
I don't.
Wait a second. Then how are we going to do the show if the power goes out?
We'll just open the window and yell.
Right. Freedom.
They're urging residents to have preparations wrapped up Sunday.
Yes.
Before the tropical storm force winds hit.
Right.
Sunday night, they're estimating.
Sunday night? I got a show Sunday.
Well, not here.
God damn it.
The eastern coast of Florida, which is...
Right.
We're days away. If...
Oh, yeah.
On the outside chance it makes it toward us.
Right.
We're days away from that motherfucker. Being on the complete west side.
Right. Well, if any crab divers
minutes away from the west border
Oh, yes.
Florida.
I just want to say, if any crab divers are out there on the east side of Florida and are evacuating our side...
We do have...
What?
We do have listeners on that side of Florida.
Well, come to fucking Pensacola, man. Stay the days in here. It's cheap. I do a comedy show every Friday night. Let's hang out,
stay
man.
Here.
Yeah. Or stay at our place. Come to the show, man. And you're safe in that theater. It's a basement. It's the basement in the middle of Florida. You're not going to be hurt by any storm there. This might be offended by some of the jokes.
They have offensive comedy? Sometimes in Florida?
Yeah. I like to call it art. So,
of all kinds, if you're offended by poo-poo language and dirty talk, you'll be offended by that. And if you're offended by the occasional racism and sexism,
there's no racist bullshit.
No racist? No N-words in the Radar Comedy Show?
No. That's my good. Show, dude. Fuck that. Shove the N-word up your fucking ass if you're an N-word comic. I'm done with that shit. Ow, quit biting me.
Already getting, thanks to those that are expressing concern about us here at Crab Diving.
Yes, thank you.
Stuff through the show and through personally about, they hear it's coming towards, it might be coming towards us, because one of the models, I think, has it cutting straight apart across the dangly part of Florida.
Yay.
And then hopping into the Gulf, which is warm and bath-like.
That's some European model bullshit.
And then.
That's some EU bullshit. Ow.
Strengthening again for a day or so, and then slamming into us. But by then it will have weakened, having gone through Florida,
right?
The dangly part, and so it wouldn't be like a 3 or 4 or 5 when it hit us.
Yeah,
and really here, the neighbors tend to scoff at anything under a 3.
Oh, they don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, are you guys leaving? And they're like, what?
Yeah, yeah.
This is just
care.
A 1. Are you insane? Are you
leaving?
I got
a bottle of water and a candle.
Yeah.
My fleshlight's powered up.
So there you go. The headline over at the Drudge Report is all about the hurricane.
Yes.
Our commander in chief, Ryan.
9!
And Shelby, who
right.
is disrupting the show. Is
honestly, it's a lot better. When I hold it, do not bite that headphone thing. I need that, buddy.
You need to chill, dog. You need to chill out, buddy.
I need to put my Crocs on, is what I need to do.
Oh, your foot armor,
yeah,
your rubber foot armor.
It helps.
We do have a it is Faithless Friday, y'all.
Jabez, fuck you.
I'm just looking at some of the other headlines on Drudge. They're really big into this hurricane.
Hey, you know, I just thought of something. Jesus, if you're listening, have you checked in with the Pope lately in the Catholics? I don't know if you know, but for the last, I don't know, how long? Long, long time. These priests have been raping kids. I don't know if you care about that. If you want to check in with them, you might want to. It's an issue. Okay. Hurricane
stuff. Yeah, have your people contact us.
Yes, no, just contact the Pope.
Actually, don't
you know the fucking guy?
Us. God, do we all know the Pope?
No, doesn't Jesus know the Pope?
Oh,
give him a call or however you communicate with this wacko. Tell him to tell his people to quit fucking all these children. It's just horrible.
I believe the current Pope has expressed his displeasure with the practice.
Oh boy, I'm impressed.
But the nation should be calm.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Because 1 hour go.
Ooh.
We got this.
Hello, this is President Trump, and I'm standing in the Rose Garden of the White House right in front of the Oval Office, and we're all working very, very hard on Hurricane Dorian. It's been interesting, because it looked like it was going to be a very small storm. Then we all got lucky. It missed Puerto Rico. It hit the Virgin Islands, but not as bad as it could have. But it really began to form and form big. And now it's looking like it could be an absolute monster.
Ooh,
we're
yeah.
ready. We have the best people in the world ready.
Yeah.
And they're going to help you. We're shipping food. We're shipping water. But it may be that you're going to evacuate. We're going to see what happens. We're waiting. It does seem almost certain that it's hitting dead center. And that's not good.
Dead center.
Oh, my God.
That's not good.
Hey.
Dead center what?
I don't know. Do you feel better, though? You live in Florida.
I live in Florida.
I feel better.
Oh, I would feel better.
Thank you, Donald. I feel so reassured, I guess.
I'd rip those boards off of my windows.
What is he saying? We're sending water? What?
We're sending food. We're sending water.
And that's not good. The winds seem to be building at a tremendous rate. It looks like the winds are going to be unbelievably high. We're already, and hopefully we'll get lucky, but it looks to me like this time it's heading in one direction. All indications are it's going to hit very hard, and it's going to be very big. Somebody said bigger, or at least as big as Andrew. And if you remember Andrew from many years ago, that was not good. So just be aware and be safe, and God bless you.
You know,
they couldn't even teleprompt or something. No, they just let him waddle his fat ass out on the lawn and reassure the nation everything's fine.
Hey, Michelle Obama, if you're listening, I know you're not going to, if you're listening to the Crab Diving Podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify, I know you're not going to run for president. And I am very disappointed that you're not doing that. That's very sad to me. But could you, at the very least, have a conversation with your husband and say, listen, Barack, I think what we need to do is you have to go take the White House back.
He can't run again.
There is not going, run again. What? What did you just listen to? Oh, okay. Let's wait for elections. No. We need something different. I'm just saying, why is it bad to... Do you think Barack Obama gets up in the morning and he thinks, God, you know what? Maybe I should take over the White House because fuck it. This is too fucked up.
No, because he believes...
It's my duty.
He believes in the democratic system that we have.
No sane person would see this and think, oh, what a great system. I believe in this 100%. Are you kidding me? This is a joke. We're getting fucked. I mean, you know, this system blows. It sucks, man. I don't know. And the only reason this dickbag gives a fuck about Dorian is because it might hit Mar-a-Lago, right?
That's not nice. Your microphone needs some Viagra.
Damn it. Fuck. No, it is reasonable to think the only reason Donald Trump gives a shit about this is because there are some rich white people that could be affected. That's why he cares.
Yeah.
I don't know why I would say that. Maybe evidenced as how he looked after Puerto Rico, maybe.
So... Today's, he tweeted that video of himself twice.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
Hello, this is President Trump, and I'm standing in the Rose Garden of the White House right in front of the Oval Office, and we're all working very, very hard.
So tweeted that 21 hours ago. So yesterday evening, he tweeted that. And then an hour ago, he retweeted the exact same fucking thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what?
Didn't even have the decency to record another one.
No. Fuck you. I'm working very, very hard.
Yeah, he's real.
There are people.
I'm sure he's hard.
My properties could be affected by this fucking tornado. And I, you know, what would be it? Hurricane. I would wonder, if you look at resources down there, I wonder if Mar-a-Lago is getting more resources allocated to where they are.
Oh, he's thinking he'll sue the government for all the upgrades to Mar-a-Lago. He's already thinking of the upgrades he's going to do and charge the government because it's only fair.
Yes.
I haven't been taking any salary. It's only fair that the government reimburse the damage to my beautiful Mar-a-Lago.
Oh, yeah, and what's more?
And we do a lot of business there. It's the Winter White House.
Yes, and I want my 2 years back that you stole from me with this Russia bullshit.
We're coming to that. So today's tweets are particularly bonkers.
Oh, wow. Well,
first he's going after General Motors. He's all pissy at them. I think they're closing a plant somewhere. And a bunch of car workers are going to lose their jobs, sadly.
I thought this was a jobs president.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So he doesn't like that. He's mad pants about it because he thinks it makes him look bad.
Oh, yeah.
General Motors, which is once the giant of Detroit, is now one of the smallest auto manufacturers there.
Right.
They moved major plants to China. Before I came into office, that's all caps. Before I came into office.
Let it be known.
This was done despite this help despite the saving help given them by the USA, mm-hmm. now they should start moving back to America again? Question mark.
Ooh. Well, he is so coy. Have we ever had a president who's as coy as this guy?
Well, and who did he phone last night that he said, hey, I'm going to take a shit on General Motors. You guys should short the stock.
I don't know.
Some of his billionaire friends.
Oh, yeah. Some fuckers down at Mar-a-Lago, of course. Do you think that's what is really going on? Like we think
that... I have no doubt.
...that Trump is calling these people to get advice. But all anybody's really doing, it's just grift, right?
Well, yeah.
Nobody's getting advice. They're just getting stock tips. Or he's getting someone to do something nefarious for him.
The intern got wind of the snossages on the desk.
Oh, did she
now
really?
Dancing and trying to get
well, just give them
the
to
desk.
Him, man. You just give that dog what she wants.
That snot locker of hers picked up the scent.
She is, yeah, she is a force.
He said to no.
Come on.
Is that how things work?
Okay. I
we should work that way.
Yes.
I want $1 million.
Right, right.
He retweeted
Reach what?
He's really into this indexing capital gains.
Oh yes, okay.
Which means rich people pay less.
Right.
Shelby, no. No.
She's mad. Yeah. She's mad about the income inequality we're about to talk about. And also, she's like, hey, there's a financial story coming.
Come on, we're doing a very serious show. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Then he tweeted, this is where he goes off the rails.
Yes.
Because yesterday, remember, he was all jizz fountain-y.
Yes.
Over Comey and the IG report.
Ooh.
Oh, look at how this proves that Comey was a bad guy, should have never been there, and blah, blah, blah. Well, he obviously went wading in the darker bowels of right-wing media.
Right.
Because those are the ones that are now angry.
Yes.
That James Comey is not somewhere being flayed right now,
right.
Or sitting in an electric chair.
But wait, I thought those people saw this. Well, this is part of a smaller
move. There's a subset of crazier people.
Three-dimensional chess, right?
Who go through a moment or two of denial.
Right.
And they say, no. This we're angry at Trump. And then they go back to their reality, which is, oh, wait, maybe he planned this. This is part of the plan.
You know, I know one of these guys, and he's
QAnon?
Got a...
QAnon?
Huh?
A QAnon?
No, basically? He's got a bumper sticker that says Hillary for prison.
So he's probably a QAnoner at some level.
Know. Hillary for prison. Hey, come on.
So this morning, he must have got wind of some of these, somebody who said he should have been prosecuted. Like,
yes.
You know, I can't believe Comey wasn't prosecuted for his horrible crimes. And they're still squealing that he released classified material. He did not. It might have been confidential, but it is not classified and wasn't at the time. Maybe they went back later and classified some part. God damn it,
John. I tell you what.
Classified some parts of it, but then you can't go after him for post hoc classification like
that. But we're missing the fucking point. The content of the memos. The content of those memos are fucking nuts. Our president had the fucker in for dinner, and he asked him. He tried to wine and dine Comey.
Oh, he was like the Godfather.
I want your fucking loyalty. He was trying. I don't know. Was he trying to intimidate the guy?
So this morning, now he's decided he's angry that Comey has not been prosecuted.
Yes.
But I think he must have been taking a shit or something, trying to pass the last Big Mac that has crawled through those fetid bowels of his.
Let me understand. Just if the animation department's listening, just so we're clear, in this scene, Big Macs have feet that they use to crawl through your intestines with.
Fetid,
right?
Bowels.
And the fetid
bowels.
Fetid.
So he tweeted 9 hours ago. This is, I think this might have been his wake up tweet.
Right.
The disastrous IG report on James Comey shows, in the strongest of terms, how unfairly I and tens of millions of great people who support me were treated.
God.
Our rights and liberties were illegally stripped away by this dishonest fool, Comey.
Dude.
Here's the hilarious part. Chilling if he wasn't becoming such more of a clown. We should be given our stolen time back? Question mark.
I say chilling.
I'm not afraid of this guy anymore. I mean, some shit's still gonna happen until we get him out of office.
Yeah.
But as far as like the fascist takeover, I'm seeing that less likely as he spirals more into insanity. Because that ain't going to fly. And there's going to be a point, it's already happening, where even other Republicans, especially if the economy continues to slide into the cesspool, then the Republicans are going to start fleeing from him. Because
do you ever wonder how history is going to see this, though? How will history look at this moment? Will they say, of course, the Republicans will look corrupt. They will look evil, treasonous, racist. Oh, the whole ball of shit wax. You know what I mean? But the Democrats, why no impeachment? Why no?
Well, they're seriously talking about it.
History will not look favorably on the Democrats. No one's standing up like they should.
I sort of concur, but they've also gone up against a traitorous attorney general.
Yeah.
That hasn't necessarily always been in the mix in the past. And we do now have to worry about an activist political court.
It's bullshit.
More than we did in 2001.
It's bullshit, and this party has to fucking... It is their job to stand up to these fucking dirtbags. They're not fucking doing it. Oh, it's so frustrating. Do we have an extraordinary person in government that can step forward and do something?
Well, they're trying.
Man.
8 hours ago, then an hour later, he must have gotten like a phone call from Billy Barr or something. It was like, hey, we made the decision not to prosecute Comey.
Right. Damn.
Because there was no evidence of a crime. Broke the rules. Yes. Bad Comey. We'd fire him if he wasn't already fired.
God damn.
No crimes were committed. He did not release classified material. So Trump must have gotten a phone call from Barr or something like that. That was like, hey, you're throwing me under the bus here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because now Trump tries to make some weird little tap dance. Next tweet, an hour later. The fact that James Comey was not prosecuted for the absolute horrible things he did just shows how fair and reasonable Attorney General Bill Barr is.
What the fuck?
That makes
sense.
If he's fair and reasonable, then Comey did not commit any crimes. If he's fair and reasonable, then Comey did not commit any crimes.
That tweet
makes
him look crazy.
Yeah.
God.
So many people and experts that I have watched and read would have taken an entirely different course. Comey got lucky with a capital L, like the name of one of the drug dealers from Maine.
Yes. Right. Oh, LePage.
Remember the drug dealers who had names like like Lucky and G Money.
Lucky, G Money, Smoothie.
Something like Smoothie
was one.
Hey.
That's Paula Page, right? He said that.
Yes.
Yeah. Whatever happened to him?
He went back to Maine. He came here for 10 minutes, and I don't know. It didn't work out.
God damn it, dog.
Florida didn't work out for him.
This dog has energy, man.
She's particularly asshole-ish today, to be honest.
You said she walked this morning early, right?
But she was an asshole on the walk, unusually.
She's a wild animal, man, with a lot of strength and a lot of energy.
She's a little crazy today. It's not as hot, too. Maybe the heat takes it out of her a little bit more.
Turn down the AC.
And yesterday was a great day because she had an impromptu play date and got the shit beat out of her by a friend.
Oh, jeez.
Play fighting and rolling around in the grass at the park. It was great.
Welcome to Florida.
I could stand there and watch.
Yeah.
You're like, get her. Comey got lucky.
What about the 25th Amendment? I mean, why do we have articles of impeachment? Why have the 25th Amendment? Why have any of this shit in the Constitution if no one's going to nut up and use it, you fucking asshole?
There was that tweet that we shared the other day that said something like, if this was just a couple weeks ago being upset that he couldn't buy Greenland. And there was one other thing that was just batshit crazy.
Oh,
and they're
if
the 25th Amendment wasn't made for shit like that,
what is it?
Democrats, what more of the fuck do you need?
Yeah. What more do you need? We have, I mean, God, do I list the shit?
Oh, it was him telling people he was going to pardon people if they break the law.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, what more do you need?
Is that not illegal? What kind of, I mean, the problem is, it's clear that there's no standard. There's no standard for our leaders if you're a Republican. You know, I'd like to believe this shit wouldn't be tolerated by the Democrats.
Then he retweeted a quote of some dude that was on, some nutbag that was on Fox and Friends.
Oh, great. Wonderful.
So that kind of tells us maybe where he got his initial pissiness that Comey wasn't prosecuted.
Oh, yeah.
Dudes are probably like, I can't believe they didn't consider that a crime, but you know.
Steve Ducey, I gotta say, you're I don't know, how do you describe him? Just a tremendous bag of sphincters or something.
Sure.
I mean, he's amazing. He's just an amazing dickhead, and the nerve of... Sometimes I think nerve of these conservatives when they go after Trump. I mean, you are going after a guy that's given you basically everything. He's endorsed white nationalism. He supports it. He retweets racists. He does everything to suck your conservative dick.
Although Kilmeade yesterday did say, "We don't work for you, Mr. President," in response to Trump tweeting.
That's right.
Tweeting, you guys, Fox isn't working for us anymore. Even Kilmeade was like, we don't work for you, Mr. President.
This whole resistance to Donald Trump really is just hurry up and wait. Hurry up wait for the election. That probably was a plan.
I mean, they don't want us.
Stupid fucking plan.
They don't want us wielding the Second Amendment at each other every election.
What do you mean?
Part of our whole system is that... a lot of it was built to go slowly so that we don't have these violent overthrow coups. We don't have to have them to change leadership.
Yeah, but the thing is we
yeah, buddy.
I know, but we're denying the fact that we were couped. Explain to me how if you lose an election by 2 million votes or whatever the fuck it was and you're president, that's a fucking coup.
No, that's our system.
And he cheated. Is it the system that he cheated?
Well, yeah, he cheated. The bad part.
That is the bad part. That is the coup part. That is the coup part. And we've even have evidence that says, had they not interfered, Hillary might have won.
Yeah, they think so.
It's a coup. I don't understand why this country can't wake up. They stole the election. Why can't we say that? Are we afraid that the Republicans will call us lunatics? Fuck them. They're calling us lunatics anyway.
Joining us right now is a former CIA officer and Democrat as well, Brian Dean Wright. Brian, good morning to you.
Such a pleasure.
You told our producer yesterday, as a former CIA officer, I am beyond livid. Why?
So they're having a sit down in nice fancy white chairs segment.
Ooh.
Him and Ducey. How livid he is that James Comey is not rotting in jail right now. This is their segment on Fox. Fair and balanced, Fox and Friends. This is Fox and Friends.
The nerve.
This is their morning show.
The nerve of the fucking right. Look what this president has done. Look what we have evidence of. Nothing. The goddamn White House won't even honor subpoenas from our Congress. From our Congress. And they and Fox and Friends has the nerve that they want everything, right? They want Comey in jail. They won't be satisfied unless they have it all.
Yeah.
They're lunatics.
And who's this jagoff? This is Brian Dean Wright, former CIA officer.
Well, wait a second. I thought
so this is probably what fired up Trump in the morning.
Oh yeah.
Officer, I am beyond livid. Why?
How can you not be? For two reasons. One, in 2016, we had effectively a coup, did we not? We had an individual that the IG report has now said, an FBI director, leaked information to force a public action, that is the appointment of a special counsel, not because the facts demanded it, but because he... It's
just the opposite.
I was agreeing with him for 2 seconds.
Well, of course.
What's his problem?
Of a special counsel, not because the facts demanded it, but because he and his own partisan drive desired it. Now, that's horrifying. Not only was that horrifying for Donald Trump or any president that could have been elected in 2016, the profound concern.
Oh, I'm sure you would be livid if that had happened to Hillary Clinton in 2016.
Oh.
I'm sure you would have been screaming. Any president that was elected.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure you're upset. Did you hit the airwaves after we found out about the hack of the DNC? Are you livid about that attack?
I will say this, Democrats. The next time we have control, if we're lucky to ever do that again, you bet. And there's a fucking Republican in that White House. God damn, you do not vote on. Well, don't give him one SCOTUS pick. Not fucking one. Not one.
And Trump just tweeted this video of this interview. No comment. With the video, it goes on. It's 4 minutes and 11 seconds.
He doesn't even
I'm
say,
not going to play any more of this bullshit.
He doesn't tell you how you're supposed to feel about it, or he just puts it out there?
Well, yeah. Probably at the 3 minute point is when Trump comes every time he watches it.
Yeah. By the way, I noticed Trump referred to Hurricane Dorian as a monster. A monster storm.
Oh, it's a monster.
I think that's how Melania refers to Trudeau's cock. Bam!
At Rated R Comedy.
Thank you.
Available for your bar mitzvahs.
Oh, yes.
You make money. You can make good money at doing a bar mitzvah.
Here? In Florida?
Well, I'm sure there's...
Listen, call me or, you know, contact me if you want that. I'll play your brisk.
Then, bris.
Bris.
Your brisk.
I'll play your brisket.
The euro is dropping against the dollar, quote, like crazy, unquote.
Is this good?
Giving them a big export and manufacturing advantage. And the Fed does, all caps, nothing. Exclamation point. Our dollar is now the strongest in history. Sounds good, doesn't it? Except to those manufacturers that make the product for sale outside the U.S. This is where Trump makes the argument that a strong dollar is bad.
Okay. Because strong in most instances is good,
right? I mean,
right?
If you're traveling, it might be a good time.
Yeah.
If the dollar is really that high against the euro, now it'd be a great time to travel in Europe because you get a lot of cheap shit.
But how do I get money to travel there? Do you know what I mean? The economy's so shitty.
Then he tweeted, "We don't have a tariff problem. We are reining in bad and or unfair players. We have a Fed problem. They don't have a clue!" Exclamation point.
Oh, shit.
This is, again, the Fed that he appointed.
Right. Well, yeah.
Whose job it is to be non-political.
But he purged the whole government. He's got a lot of nerve complaining about anything.
Well, he doesn't understand non-political.
Yeah. So, yeah. He just sees...
The Fed's supposed to do what they feel is best for the country and the world.
Yes.
And the economy. But Trump wants to get reelected, goddammit.
Oh, yes.
And he wants the Fed to slam eight different hypodermic needles full of adrenaline.
Ooh, yes.
Into the economy right now. So
yeah,
that
yeah.
It makes him look good for the election. And who the hell cares if then the economy has a heart attack because of all the hypodermic
he
needles?
He made it. Slightly
after the election.
This is like... He
doesn't care.
Okay. I'm comparing Trump to a team that I really enjoyed watching in baseball. But like he plays like a baseball team in the World Series. He's just trying to get to the end of the game with a win. That's all. Now, I'm not concerned about game two, because unless I win game one, it's not fuck game two. I got to win game one.
Right.
But that's not great you can't run the country like you would manage a baseball game in a 7-game series, you know,
but then Trump is also corking all of his bats.
Yes. He's on roids
and spitting and putting pounds of Vaseline on every ball he throws. He pitches. He is cheating like fuck.
He's like Lenny Dykstra. Well, yeah. But, you know, right. He would be cheating. He would be a guy that would hide razor blades in his belt to scuff and scratch the baseball to get more spin out of it. Maybe. Who cares?
Why is Tyler Skaggs, the pitcher that died a couple of months ago from the Angels.
Oh, yeah.
They got the autopsy report.
Oh, okay.
Fentanyl.
Oh, shit.
Oxycodone and alcohol.
Damn. Man. It's these fucking pills. Hey, by the way, didn't Bayer Aspirin or Johnson & Johnson, who makes the fucking Johnson & Johnson, got sued like $500 million?
Oh, we did that story. Yeah. We did that story 3 or 4 days ago. They $500 million for selling Oxy.
Wow. But how much do they make selling Oxy?
Oh, more exactly.
More than that.
It's Faithless Friday, you all.
J-Bus.
Thanks for joining us here at the big show. And thanks again to all those that buy shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Thank you very much.
We get a little commissione.
We get paid, baby.
Like I said, it is Faithless Friday. Where's that Jesus-y story I had? One of the several.
I don't know.
We teased this one a little bit yesterday. Gordon Klingenschmidt. We haven't heard from Dr. Chaps in a while.
I don't remember what this guy sounds like.
Klingenschmidt.
Oh, yeah. He's more Todd Starnes than Rick Wilde.
He's a little, he's got a weird, like, Colorado accent.
Oh, yeah.
And he talks kind of like this.
Jeez.
Pray with me in Jesus' name.
Oh, God. Stop, perv.
I remember. On one of his recent Pray in Jesus' Name YouTube or whatever program.
Yay!
Whatever the fuck he puts this video up.
Stupid shit.
He had a guest on.
Ooh.
Who is some, it just says right-wing journalist, Alex Newman. And here they are, and they're upsetty pants.
Yes.
Over the Colorado legislature recently enacting legislation.
Yes.
That requires public schools to adopt LGBTQ friendly curriculum. In other words, if someone was a homosexual,
right,
in history,
yes,
might mention that.
Absolutely.
They're not happy about that. Yeah. That's, you know, of course,
because it's not just the history of straight people, it's the history of people,
right?
It's everybody, motherfuckers.
But you're indoctrinating children
into
homosexuality if you tell them that homosexuals have existed in the past.
right.
Here is
Gordon Clinging Shit.
Yay! Fuck you!
And this Alex Newman dickbag.
Yes.
Opining and whining.
Right.
About the Colorado legislature saying, you know, maybe we should teach kids that gay people have existed.
Oh, my God.
So here in Colorado, our first, in fact, America's first open.
So here in Colorado, our first and
yes,
possibly America's first.
I remember this asshole now. Boy, that voice. Yeah. Jesus Christ, Gordon. You're an asshole.
In fact, America's first openly homosexual governor happens to be Jared Polis of Colorado. He just signed into law two bills, House Bill 1032 and 1192, both of which require mandatory homosexual lectures to children in public schools. One of them, it's a requirement for graduation. You have to learn gay history on top of...
No!
And you have to suck four dicks.
It's not gay.
Before you graduate. And if you're a girl...
hey, dickhead, it's history. It's not gay history. It's history, you fuck.
Right.
Oh, my God. I mean, does he have kids?
I don't know. I don't think
Jesus, if you're listening, if you're listening, Jesus, I don't know that you listen, but if you do, stop with these fucking storms. What was the other thing we prayed for today that he hasn't been doing? Oh, yeah. Get control of your fucking Catholic church. They're raping tons of kids. I don't know if you give a fuck about this. And please don't let this Gordon have any kids, please. Amen.
He's born again.
Yay. Perfect. Fuck you.
He, quote, invited Jesus. I invited Jesus to rule my heart in ways he had never previously done.
Jesus, turn down your invitation, dickhead. I can't imagine why any godly person, if you're a god, you have all kinds of superpowers, you can do whatever the fuck you want. Are you going to spend 30 seconds with this dickhead?
I don't, I'm reading his Wikipedia thing. There's no information on his marital status.
Okay. I just hope he doesn't have kids. That's all. Because God, it's proliferating this bullshit.
He was in the Navy and he's rabidly anti-gay.
That's right. Well, wasn't he kicked out of the Navy? wasn't he kicked out though for being a chaplain and he would. He's doing some bulls, like he was being exclusionary to non-Christians.
Yeah, he didn't want the praying in Jesus' name thing, which is why he calls his show Pray in Jesus' Name.
No.
So he used to give these prayers, and they're like, you need to be a little more inclusive as a Navy chaplain.
Yes.
When you're giving these big prayers, because there are people who aren't going to be Jesus wielders. There's, you know, some Jews and some Muslims and stuff, and he said, fuck you.
And you know, that's a compromise, right? They said, hey, you can still pray, dickhead. You can still talk to your sky god out loud into a microphone. Just don't say these three words, okay? That's the only thing we want from you guys. The only thing, and he wouldn't do it. He's an asshole.
During his time as a Navy chaplain, he was a vocal critic of the Navy's policies on prayer in ceremonial settings,
God,
engaging
dickhead.
In long-running battles with the military over regulations that required chaplains to deliver inclusive prayers at military events. So he was pissed about having to do non-sectarian prayers.
What do you think happened to this fuckhead? Because his whole life is about being a bigot. His whole fucking life. So how did he happen? Were his parents lunatics?
Grew up Catholic.
No. Well, I mean, you know.
Born in 1968 to a single mother in Buffalo, New York. He was adopted at age 3 by Joanne and Carl Klingenschmidt, Roman Catholics who had him baptized. He was raised in Akron, New York.
Yes.
Went to the United States Air Force Academy. Got a bachelor's degree in political science from Regent University.
Is that Jerry Falwell?
That's Pat Robertson.
Pat Robertson. Not accredited.
I believe.
That's
I think it's accredited.
Bullshit.
It's a private Christian college. No. I think you can get real degrees from there.
Oh my God.
Yeah, Regent's accredited.
It is.
The Governor Ultrasound went to Regent.
Right.
What's his name from North Carolina?
Oh, God, what is his
Governor
fucking name?
McDickwad.
McDickwad. He paid for his daughter's chicken for her wedding or something like that. It was something bizarre.
Didn't he borrow a Ferrari, too, from some rich guy or something? And
he claimed, and he had gifts. He got gifts from supporters or somebody. He got a gift from a supporter or a constituent that was like Rolex. And he claimed that he sold it or donated it or something. Then it showed up later in a photo. He was actually wearing it.
Bob McDonald.
I think McFuckface is a little better, but
Governor Ultrasound.
Yes.
So here's Gordon, and we haven't even heard from Alex Newman yet.
Yes.
We're only 20 seconds into
Ooh,
Gordon.
Yes.
Teachers to children in public schools. One of them, it's a requirement for graduation. You have to learn gay history on top of history. In fact, teachers, because they're always pressed.
Gay history is American history if they're gay Americans, and it happened here.
Why? Well, I mean, this is crazy, though. So let's say, I don't know, Davy Crockett's gay. It's the only historical figure I can think of right now. I know that's ridiculous. Davy Crockett's gay, okay? How do you change a textbook anyway? I mean,
George Washington wore wigs and could pop his teeth out.
So instead, you know, Washington was married to Martha, I guess, for a while, and he also dated this other dude, you know? There you go. Great. So what?
And who cares?
Who gives a flying fuck?
Right.
Up of American history. In fact, the teachers, because they're always pressed for time and under pressure, they're going to have to neglect teaching about traditional things like Paul Revere, instead teach, like you suggest, Mayor Harvey Milk, and they're redefining all of the...
Mayor Harvey Milk, who was assassinated.
Yes, dickhead.
The first gay mayor of a large town in San Francisco.
Right. And does this dickhead...
Dianne Feinstein was his deputy mayor or something like that.
This clinging shit. Hey, clinging shit. Do you understand that gay history will include gay people, civil rights activists, fighting against dickheads like you. And in terms of gay history, you will be the bad guy. People like you.
History.
What do you mean?
Not gay history, just history.
Just in history. You're going to be the bad guy in history, you fuck.
And they're redefining all of the textbooks. I think the Illinois bill you mentioned talks about all the textbooks have to carry gay symbology. For example,
mathematics. Oh, come on. Gay symbology? What is that term? I'm looking that up.
I think he'll share it with us.
Symbology. For example, even mathematics now has to have lectures about homosexuality. It doesn't.
What are you talking about?
Oh, come on. Come on. You don't do lesbian long division.
How many thrusts does it take? Bob's anus is particularly tight. John needs how many ounces of lube?
You do that bisexual geometry?
What the fuck are they? Is this asshole talking
about? Homosexual mathematics. That's what he's talking about.
What gay?
You don't know that?
Gay symbology.
You know your straight numbers. You know your gay numbers.
Even mathematics now has to have lectures about homosexuality. It doesn't make sense.
Right.
No, it doesn't make any sense, you fuckhead. Exactly. Oh, my God, you got elected. See, I'm sorry. I'm going back to the moment we were arguing about whether or not our system sucks. He got elected.
Yeah, but
that's bullshit.
Thrown out after one term, and he was rebuked by his own party within weeks of his election when he said something heinous on his Pray in Jesus game show, and they took away all of his...
That's fine. I have a problem with I feel like I'm sane, right? I'm a sane person. I'm going to make an informed decision at the voting booth, although you don't need to. Just vote blue because the other party is a bunch of fucking Nazis.
That's your informed.
Yes, absolutely. But Gordon gets to vote. Gordon's mentally ill, dude. He's nuts. What he's saying about our gay friends is fucked up. Why does that? Why does that bigoted voice get a? Why do we have to? Why does he? Why do these bigots get a get to vote?
That's
I hate that.
Our system works.
Oh, it's shit.
We just need to outvote them.
Ugh, now has to have lectures about homosexuality. It doesn't make sense. But years ago, this would be, you know, pedophiles recruiting and grooming children for their own, you know, perverse pleasure down the road.
That's your church.
What?
That's your church.
So right away, he goes for homosexuality and pedophilia are the same thing.
Hey, listen, Gordon, if you're going to talk about pedophilia, then you better talk about your church, the Catholics. That's your church. That's your shit, dickhead.
Well, I think he's born again now, but he...
Oh, I thought he was a Catholic.
He was born, raised Catholic.
Okay, whatever. Man.
I was born and raised Catholic. Right. And I have gone in different directions.
Are you against pedophilia?
Yes.
Okay.
No,
but I also know that homosexuality is not pedophilia.
Yes, of course. I mean, that's like... I don't know what that's like saying. That's like saying homosexuality is not...
That's like saying Jeffrey Epstein proves that heterosexuality means you're a pedophile.
Right.
Perverse pleasure down the road. Why don't we see this as a illegal measure of, you know, recruiting children into sodomy?
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I think that's exactly how we should see it. In fact, years ago, these people would have gone to prison for this sort of stuff, you know, exposing children to obscene material, grooming children, exposing them to sexual.
So now this guy is equating teaching that, you know, there were some gay people in history.
With what, Jeffrey
Epstein?
There
were things that there were things that happened in our history.
Yes.
That has to do with gay rights and, you know, Stonewall.
Yes.
Was something that should be taught. And what Absolutely. Happened to Harvey Milk is something that should be taught. And it was and groundbreaking firsts should be taught. And why not? This guy is equating that with saying that people should be imprisoned for teaching
that's crazy
and locked up for teaching that.
They should teach what happened to Matthew Shepard.
You should be locked up. You're indoctrinating. You're a pedophile and you're indoctrinating kids. This is what these two jizz stains are saying.
We are listening to some of the worst people
on the planet.
Absolutely.
You know, exposing children to obscene material, grooming children, exposing them to sexual and indecent material. That's a crime. In fact, that's still a crime on the books in many states today.
They're both hard, you know.
Oh, yes.
You know, talking about obscene children stuff. They're both. I want a hand check.
Yeah. And also, I got to tell you, I don't want to be in that studio with these guys.
They're video chatting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I told you one night I was listening. I think we were driving across country, and I had InfoWars in it because, you know, it's just, it's insane. And
Did you say there was a lot of Michael Savage too overnight?
Yeah.
Crossing the country.
I fell asleep listening to InfoWars, and I had a dream that.
I hope I was driving.
Yeah, I don't know. I had a dream that Kate was driving. I had a dream that. We were on his network, like we were another show.
Oh, God.
It was horrible, man. It was horrible.
Crab diving on the InfoWars network, everybody.
I had these nightmares that we would be doing our show, and then Alex Jones just banging on the door and yelling at us. That's every show. It's horrible.
I don't know. It might be a little fun to try to have it happen once or twice.
Oh, yeah.
Obscene material, grooming children, exposing them to sexual and indecent material. That's a crime. In fact, that's still a crime on the books in many states today. Indiana recently passed another law saying it would be a felony to expose children to obscene material. And yet these laws are not being enforced. The government schools all across America are still exposing the children to this stuff.
This isn't obscene. How is saying Harvey Milk, the first gay mayor of a large metropolitan area, was assassinated? He was a LGBTQ advocate. He was et cetera.
But are they equating that with like
perverted sexual material? Yes. Dick pics.
That's like saying that. I don't know what that's like saying. It just doesn't make any sense.
It's like drag queen story hour.
Yeah.
They might as well be sticking their finger up every kid's hole.
Yeah.
And by reading them a book
right.
in drag.
And what a great thing. God, if you live in a community, I don't know, that has a library or anywhere, you should want that. It's something fun to do. Don't we like fun things? Drag Queen Story Hour sounds like a fun fucking time to me.
Well, and this all comes from that religion bullshit.
Yeah.
This stuff.
Yeah.
All this hatred, which I'm sure is exactly if the character of Jesus lived and it matches the dude that was written about in that New Testament.
The white blonde-haired guy.
I don't think he would be real happy
with
these guys.
Right. I would like to think not. But again,
he seemed like a stoner hippie type.
But if he is that, then how
cheek turning kind of shit.
Right. Then how do you explain his inaction?
Who?
Jesus. If Jesus exists, how do you explain?
Well, no, I don't. He doesn't.
He doesn't give a fuck.
I'm saying that these guys, if they were actually following, what dude purportedly said,
right. Oh, yes,
from
absolutely.
Their own book,
that
is sticky pages from them. Then they wouldn't be doing this shit right now.
Isn't it John Cleese that says, if Jesus existed, I would take him aside and I would say, I wouldn't want to meet the guy. I don't want to meet a God that lets this shit go on the planet.
Stephen Fry.
Is that Stephen Fry? Fuck.
But
sorry.
Cleese,
I get you Brits mixed up.
Cleese is very critical of that too. I read an article recently, more information, and there was some, like parts of the original script of Monty Python and the Holy Grail, or no, Life of Brian.
Brian!
And just how, you know, that movie was banned in several countries.
Shut
like
the fuck
Ireland.
Up. Ireland?
Yeah. Well, Catholic, you know.
Damn.
And here there were municipalities that banned it, that couldn't.
That's hilarious.
The Life of Brian.
It's a great movie.
And that there were scenes that they cut because they wouldn't even, like, give it a rating or something like that. If so there's cut scenes.
Crucifixion!
That we didn't get to see.
Another guy was like, you know, that's Life of Brian, right? Crucifixion.
Right.
Yeah. Always look on the bright side. That's not meaning a life.
That's the end of, that's the crucifixion scene.
Okay.
Not being enforced. The government schools all across America are still exposing the children to this stuff. It's getting more and more obscene. I think quite simply, they have accomplished a radical transformation of the culture using the government school system with kind of air support from the far left media and from Hollyweird, you know, the satanic propaganda, the filth, the LGBT agenda that comes
Fuck
out
you.
Of all these places. And, you know, the consequences, we can already start to see what's happening. You know, we see the breakdown of the
You're
family skyrocketing, abortion numbers, school shootings, you know, the collapse of our society, the collapse.
What?
School shootings are because of the homosexual agenda and the breakdown of families.
So guns don't kill people. Gay people kill people.
Oh,
is that
sure.
This guy, you know what, Shelby, can you put whatever
exploding butt plugs?
Oh yeah. Whoever this guy's name is, Shelby, put him on the list.
Alex Newman.
Alex Newman, when I'm president, you don't get marijuana. It's a lifetime ban for you, buddy.
Abortion numbers, school shootings, you know, the collapse of our society.
Or he needs to smoke some.
No, I don't want anything to do with this asshole. I'm not. Are you interested? There's no. He doesn't. No marijuana for him. I'm sorry.
This is a journalist? Right-wing journalist.
You're not doing air quotes.
I know.
Abortion numbers, school abortion shootings, numbers. You know, the collapse of our society, the collapse of our civilization, the erosion of our liberties. You see, you know, women are no longer prepared to be wives and mothers.
God, you're insane.
Women are no longer prepared to be wives and mothers.
Wow.
You selfish bitches.
Oh, yes.
Wanting to go out and have your, like, careers and lives and shit. How dare you?
Hey, dickhead. Newman? What's his name?
Newman.
Newman? Wow, your wife is so lucky. Oh, how lucky she is to be with some fucking asshole like you. What do you see her as? A receptacle or something? Just an incubator to shoot babies out of?
School shootings, you know, the collapse of our society, the collapse of our civilization, the erosion of our liberties. You see, you know, women are no longer prepared to be wives and
black
mothers. Men,
people.
Young men are no longer prepared to be husbands and fathers. It is, you know, in a,
everybody's masturbating everywhere.
Abomination. It's a tragedy of immense proportions. And honestly, I don't think our society is going to survive another generation or two of this.
Hey, if we, you can't walk down the street without getting jizz in your eye.
Yes. Well, you know, it's funny. I just read this whole thing on methane. Are you familiar with methane? It's gas.
Sure. And, Indian food. And
right.
You produce your own.
Oh, yes. And methane lives in the exists in our atmosphere for years, you know, before it goes into the, it's, as much as I understand this, it goes to the terrestrial atmosphere, whatever the fuck that is. I guess that's space. But it stays there 12 years-ish, and it retains so much more heat than just carbon dioxide.
Yes.
And that's, I think we should be concerned about shit like that. And fracking, God damn it. That's right. You know, I have to concentrate
having a moment.
So hard, Shelby, when I'm talking about science bullshit. I really, anyway, shouldn't it? This guy should be concerned about the environment. He's worried about drag queen story hour and shit like that.
Oh, yeah, which leads
God,
to always, which has led to every other societal ill.
Yes.
Not racism, not homophobia, not hatred, not income inequality, not cruelty of our system.
Yes.
Cruelty of Christianity specifically.
God.
No longer prepared to be husbands and fathers. It is, you know, an abomination. It's a tragedy of immense proportions. And honestly, I don't think our society is going to survive another generation or two of this if we don't get a grip on it.
I don't mean to be dark here, but I would rather drown myself, my face in a sink, than have a conversation with this guy. Listen to his voice.
I don't know what you're talking about, Ryan.
It's like you just press his button and he probably just says anti-gay shit. Like a horrible, you know those little dolls, you pull them and they say bullshit over and over. Like this guy's like,
yeah, in between trips to the truck stop glory hole.
Oh yeah, indoctrinating kids on homosexuality. I'm gonna go mouth fuck some corn topper in Wisconsin. Big truck stop. Fuck you. God.
Trump's America?
We just did that.
Oh, there's more. There's
right.
More.
You bastards.
This is over at
what's your safe word? That's what that guy sounds like, right? Yeah. He's just like, it's just, I feel like he's a guy that just sits in the corner and just if you start talking to him, he's just like anti-gay.
Oh, yeah.
Horrible.
Homosexual agenda.
I'm going to shove a baked potato in his mouth.
This is California.
Fuck you.
Bakersfield, though.
Oh, shit.
No offense to Bakersfield.
Right. That's where Sons of Anarchy took place, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe so.
Right.
Students at the first meeting of a Bakersfield, California high school's Gay Straight Alliance.
Right. Okay. Did Sons of Anarchy make you want to live in that area?
No.
Not really.
Students at the first meeting of a Bakersfield, California high school's Gay Straight Alliance.
Yay.
Were allegedly harassed and bullied by students from another group.
Yes.
Who were waving Make America Great Again flags.
Perfect. Good. God. That is the new racist hood. I am getting bullied too.
A verbal confrontation broke out at Frontier High School. Parents right. are now demanding answers and accountability.
Yeah. Ow! Fuck! I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Help me stop it.
Shelby.
Go over there.
Come here.
Go over there.
Come here, buddy. Good girl.
Come here, buddy.
Sit.
Good girl.
Chill the fuck out. This group was the FFA,
the
Future Farmers of America.
Oh God.
Started harassing and bullying the Gay Straight Alliance kids.
That is deplorable.
And the FFA students were waving Make America Great Again flags.
You know, I'm not an economics guy, but these tariffs, right, that Trump is doing, this war, this trade war, this bullshit, it's hurting farmers.
Oh, yeah.
So why are they wearing his shit? Why are they stumping for him?
Because they're racist, homophobic. Gee.
It's always that. It's always that.
And they love Jesus.
It's more about racism.
The Kern High School district.
Yes.
Is now investigating an incident. According to a post.
Yes.
From one of the parents.
Kate.
It says, yesterday, Frontier High School had their first Gay-Straight Alliance meeting after school. They were met with the FFA kid.
Okay.
Excuse me.
You're right.
They were met with the FFA kids with MAGA flags.
Oh, God.
Straight kids holding hands, yelling, this is what's right.
MAGA flags.
Yeah.
Why are there MAGA flags?
There are. Make America Great Again.
Imagine
flags.
If there were Obama flags. Were there Obama flags?
I don't. Yeah. She says, this is a parent writing. Yeah. So today I'm joining other angry parents of LGBT kids to see that something is done. My son says lately that the tension at school between FFA and any kids they've determined, or there is tension between FFA and kids they've determined as liberal.
Oh, God.
So these little fucking right-wing terrorists.
Brown shirts, or what do they call
right,
them?
Right, exactly.
This is so sad. How can people that... How do young people get sucked into this shit, man? It's
because there's shitty parents.
Yeah.
The gay community there is apparently the one they've decided to mess with.
Great.
Not my kid and my kid and his friends. I will not go down without a fight. I want these kids punished, so I'm hoping to pack away the chola that lives inside me and act like a reasonable 38-year-old, but this is my kid.
Yeah. Oh, God, imagine how upset you would be. It's just bullshit, man. Kids shouldn't have to deal with that at school. I don't give a fuck.
23 ABC news there in Kern County.
God.
I used to, the hospital system I worked with had a Bakersfield clinic, and I, like, once or twice a year would have to go up there.
Yeah. Are you going to have to go after the show?
So lovely. Used to work at.
No, I mean, are you going to have to go there?
I might with this animal.
It's fucking...
You're supposed to be tired. You're supposed to sleep 16 fucking hours a day. I haven't seen that so far.
Calm the fuck down.
The Kern High School District sent 23 ABC a statement.
Yay.
The Kern High School District and Frontier High School recognize that students have varying viewpoints and opinions.
Oh, yes.
One of the goals of the educational process is to teach students how to communicate respectfully. The reported incident that occurred on Wednesday afternoon at Frontier High School is currently being investigated.
That's the message?
Once the investigation is complete, appropriate follow-up measures will be taken.
Wrong message. Here's my message. Hey, listen to me. We don't put up with this homophobic bullshit.
Right.
Fuck that. No more of this shit.
You don't protest other high school groups. The fuck is wrong with you people?
I mean, this is the whole issue with fucking Trump. No one, I mean, from the very beginning, this guy should have been called out as a white supremacist. Because that's what he is.
And I want to know who the faculty advisor of the FFA group is. And what's going on at those meetings.
They need to be investigated, right? I mean, you can't. This is crazy. This is not normal. Racism's normal for this fucking country.
I guess they've been suspended. One of the students allegedly accused of participating in the harassment, identified only as Matthew. said he and his group of friends were suspended for harassment, intimidation, and sexual harassment.
But
he maintains they didn't want to start a fight. They didn't want to start a fight. They were just wearing MAGA flags and holding hands with girls to show those nasty, evil homosexuals how it's supposed to be.
But The reality is, I don't know how to explain this, but the reality is, if you put on that MAGA hat, you wave a MAGA flag, whatever that is confrontational, right? That is aggressive.
Absolutely.
The message of the MAGA hat is white supremacy.
And holding hands, yelling, this is how it should be.
Do you know how many articles have you seen, by the way? Yeah. And how many articles have you seen, by the way, where these columnists, they write these opinion pieces, and I think they're right. That MAGA hat is the hood. That is
absolutely
the accepted hood.
The swastika, the armband, a whole bunch of metaphors.
Right. That's what that is. And I'm sorry. These kids are fucked up. They should be wearing these hats. I'm sorry. That's just a sign of white supremacy.
They're waving the flags. Flags. Make America great again, flags.
Trump has been treated like a reasonable person. Even now, the Democrats are treating him like a reasonable person. They aren't impeaching him. Nobody's calling for the Fifth Amendment or the 25th Amendment, you know? Goddamn, this dog doesn't... Hey, intern, the show goes till 4. I don't know if you got the fucking memo. Oh, she just took out at Vile Experiences microphone. Very funny. It's fucking hilarious.
It's on one of those elbow stands, and it's really easy for her to push it. She just flicks her nose, and it swings it around the desk.
So right.
Pushes it out of the way, and she kind of knows that now.
Yeah.
Don't nibble on me.
It's very funny.
Stop it. So that's what's going on in Kern High School in fucking Bakersfield, California.
Lovely.
FFA.
Just fucking lovely.
Thinks it's okay to stand out and harass and insult the gay straight alliance.
Oh, yeah. Abso-fucking-lutely, dude. Yeah.
Where were the adults to shut this shit down?
No, an adult should have been there and be like, hey, take the hats off. I don't
Stop
know what
waving
you,
the flags.
And leave,
Stop it. Yes.
And
don't
do
protest
not.
Other high school groups.
Yeah.
I hope hundreds of kids show up at the fucking FFA meeting
right.
doing Nazi salutes and shit like that.
Right.
Calling them Nazis. Telling them this is how it shouldn't be.
Well,
the FFA gets protested.
Where are their pictures? See, that's what happens. These assholes, they put these pictures. And now these kids, these pictures are going to end up on social media. And they're going to bitch and moan because they'll apply to colleges. And someone will say, well, you're tagged in that fucking thing with the MAGA hat on. You know, harassing gay people. I don't want that shit in my school.
Right,
sorry,
right.
I'm not accepting you.
We have oh, my God. I wonder if this clip is how short this clip is.
Yes.
It's kind of too long. But at one point, Joe Walsh was on Fox.
Oh.
Fox Business.
Jeez.
So I don't know if he's... I think he's going to go on regular Fox, too. And that's really going to upset Trump.
Yeah. Now, I'm trying to recalibrate my attitude about this whole Joe Walsh situation because I fucking hate this guy.
He's a dickbag.
But he's good because he's going to hurt Trump.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
He was on Varney and Company.
Oh, my. Is that that
British
dude?
Lou Dobbs.
Oh, yeah.
Joe Walsh, Lou Dobbs, speaks British accent through several ounces of Trump semen. Every single episode of his show. So
what's his output? I mean, Trump must be putting out that semen. I mean,
so he's not.
How's he have time to tweet in the morning?
He's not.
I need to send Lou Dobbs a tweet.
He's not nice to Joe Walsh at all.
Oh, okay. Ooh,
and,
yes. I
don't have this. Here's a moment of it, but I don't have the money shot queued up.
Damn.
You asked me a question.
Oh, I guess they do here. So this
okay.
is thanks to Media Matters.
Right.
Here's the good part. This is Joe Walsh saying you asked me a question.
Right.
I'm running against this president because I believe he lies virtually every time he opens his mouth. You know that, too.
No, I do not.
I believe he's morally unfit.
I do not know that.
And
don't impute that to me, Joe Walsh.
He's a danger
don't
to
do
this
it.
Country.
Don't. No, I don't. No, I don't. No. Do not impute that to me, Joe Walsh. No, no. Thank you, Mr. President. May I have another spurt?
It's funny. I'm sorry. It's funny.
No, that and don't impute. Do not impute that to me, Joe Walsh. Don't do it.
Country.
Don't
hey,
do
Stuart,
it. Do not impute that on me. I am.
Stuart,
I invited you on. You're on this program because I got questions. Oh my God, we've just gone to black. Okay, look, you're on the program because I've got questions that I want to ask. And when I get an answer like I know Stuart Varney knows that the president lies, I'm going to push back. Because that's nonsense, and you know it's nonsense, and don't try to bring me
Stuart,
into your phony arguments.
You asked me, and let's get back to where we started, my friend. You asked me why I would do something as monumental as this. You can disagree with why I'm doing it, my friend, but I'm doing it because I believe he's unfit and he's a danger to this country. I would not take on a task like this, Stuart, because admittedly, it's a difficult thing to do unless I felt that strongly
about it.
Okay,
now explain yourself. Explain yourself. You say he's unfit to be the president of the United States. Trump is an unfit con man who doesn't care about anything but himself. Explain it. So what are you talking about?
I think...
Why am I listening today? Why are you playing me a recording of Joe Walsh saying all these things? Why am I not hearing Nancy Pelosi say this? Where are the Democrats saying this? Why is Joe Walsh? Okay. He is a total fucking shitbag, but this clip, I'm just...
Walsh goes on to say, I do believe we've never had a situation like this where we have a president who we fundamentally can't believe. I do believe he lies virtually every time he opens his mouth. Varney says, give me an example. And Walsh says, I believe Stuart, I'll give you an example just from yesterday. And even his staff, Stuart, admitted that he lied this week when he said there were high-level phone calls between the United States and China.
Right.
Trump said that repeatedly. His staff came out yesterday and admitted the president of the United States lied to the world. Stuart. No, they didn't.
Why? Listen.
Which they did, by the way.
Okay. We.
He said to manipulate the markets, I have a problem with that. Varney. That's not a lie. Let's not get technical.
Listen, we made the joke.
Let's not get technical. He lied. He said he got a call from the some poobah of China and that they were continuing talks because the market was taking a shit.
Where is Stuart Varney coming from? I mean, yes, we understand.
Trump's anus.
He's joking on whatever. It's coming out of Trump's penis, right? Of course. But why? But why? Why is he still sucking his dick so hard? I mean,
because he's an obsequious authoritarian.
Because he believes in his fucking Nazi message.
Sure, white supremacist, racist.
Well, is Varney for the Brexit?
Undoubtedly, I'll bet.
I mean, is he British or does he live here?
He's British, but he's here now. He's on. Fox.
He loves the bread. He probably loves Bojo, right?
Probably, yeah. Probably.
Fuck me,
Nigel
man.
Farage and him have spooned.
Well, how do you get up in the morning and you'd be like, oh, I love all these authoritarians? You brush your teeth, you look in the mirror, and you're like, oh, yes, look at me. I support
Walsh
a bunch of Nazi dickbags.
Well, says that's not a lie. Varney says, no, that's not a lie. If the man says, and he did, that high-level talks had been held with China, that is not a lie. They were held with China. But then, like Walsh says, Stuart, he said there were high-level phone calls with him. He said he personally had calls. And then Varney goes, okay, give me another one. So it's
well,
like,
I gave you one.
I'm dismissing what you just said. Na, 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 boo, boo. No, it isn't.
And Joe Walsh is a birther. A birther is making points about Trump that are right. God, this is fucked
and then
up.
Then they go into this who's on first kind of thing. Well, Varney says, give me another one. He says that doesn't work.
Yeah. The
Walsh
example
says,
he
Walsh
gave
says
him.
He had he says, hey Stuart, you really don't believe that's a lie. No, I don't. You don't? And I really object to you saying to me, and you know it is, Stuart. I do not know it is. And please don't bring me into your nonsense.
God.
And Stuart says, Wall says, Stuart, do you believe this president lies?
No.
Holy fuck.
You don't believe he's ever lied? He exaggerates and spins.
He's a spanner.
Do you believe he's ever told the American people a lie?
Of course.
No.
Oh, my God.
Says Varney. This is what we're still up against.
And Varney's on Fox.
Fox Business.
He's not on Business. God, you getting the business here, all right. Boy. I'm listening to a birther, Joe Walsh, make points that I'm agreeing with.
Yes.
We can't forget. We can't start liking Joe Walsh. We understand that. The only Joe Walsh I like played for the Eagles, and not the football team. Joe Walsh, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my Joe Walsh.
I just Trump tweet.
That's my Joe Walsh. I don't know this Joe Walsh, this birther.
The great state of North Carolina has early voting, all caps, for a very important congressional 9th race. Please vote early, now or on Election Day, September 10th, for Dan Bishop, a great guy. His opponent wants.
Uh-oh.
What's the list? Open borders, yay! Sanctuary cities, and his weak on crime, military, and vets.
Copy-paste.
He's just copy-pasting now. Right. He really is.
Well, God. This dog, I'm sorry.
She's out of her fucking shell today.
Losing it. What are you looking for over there? What is she
want? Knows there's treats up on the desk. God. I think she's really still on it. She just swung a toy and hit the door with it.
She is amped up.
Fired up. So there you go. The mellifluous tones of Stuart
Yay.
Barney.
Right.
British Lou Dobbs.
What an asshole.
No, don't do that. Don't tell me I know he lies. Meanwhile, what is Trump's gig? Every single time he says, I know it and you all know it too.
Yes. Yes.
He does that same thing.
That fascism shit. I know it. You know it. No matter what you hear, no matter what you say, I'm right. Go fuck yourself.
Over at Media Matters, there's another story that, again, the Inspector General found no evidence that James Comey leaked classified information. No evidence that Comey leaked classified information. But last night on Hannity.
Oh, here we go.
Between he and his guests.
Yes.
16 times they said he did.
How did they say that 16 times?
He leaked classified information.
With Trump's monster mushroom in his mouth.
And he did not.
Yes. He lied. I mean,
Also tonight, thanks to Judicial Watch. Well, last night we first learned FBI agents actually showed up at James Comey's house 1 month after he was fired. Why? To collect the confidential, maybe illegal memos about the president that he had and that Comey affected.
Not maybe illegal.
It's not illegal.
Decided.
Right.
They are not illegal.
In fact, it's,
not maybe illegal. They're not. They're by definition, they're not.
Right.
And that Comey effectively stole from the government. So let's get this straight, just to sum it up. Super Patriot Jim Comey stole classified materials from the government.
Stole classified materials from the government. Incorrect. Incorrect.
Damn. And a judge, they said it's not illegal.
Inspector General. And they turned their findings over to the attorney general.
I mean, if you're in
Bill Barr.
Right.
Who's the hair on his man tits are matted with Trumpian DNA.
Picks or it didn't happen.
Found that there was no evidence to charge Comey with a crime.
I mean, if you're going to do the news and do the opposite of the news and you say what it's not the news.
But there are idiots who... Well, they think they watch the news, but this is what they're watching.
Right.
They're watching Ducey cyber suck the president for 2 hours in the morning. And then they're watching Hannity.
Hours.
And
Jeez.
Then they're watching 3 hours, I think that show is.
Fabric.
And then Hannity comes on for an hour at night
yeah.
for a fellation session.
It's my 1 hour fellation.
And that's all they watch.
Right.
And they're like, I'm watching that Shep Smith. He should be on MSNBC. That Shep Smith is a communist.
Yeah.
So all they watch is Jeanine Pirro.
Oh, yeah.
Hannity.
Right.
Cucker.
Cucker?
Cucker Carlson.
Whatever happened to Cucker? Is he back on?
Oh, sure.
He went on a vacation. He didn't get fired like Bill O'Reilly.
No. He came back.
Shit.
Came back.
Right.
Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Oh,
yes. We love you long time.
Oh, absolutely.
We do this every goddamn weekday from 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific. Occasionally, Shelby sleeps through the show, but that's kind of not happening during today's show.
Right.
This puppy is out of her fucking skull today. As I said, it is Faithless Friday.
Yes.
We have one of Trump's favorite pseudo preachers that is this guy's on the A team, because this guy isn't like Jim Baker, who is invited with groups of pastor frauds
to the White House,
to show
right?
up, yeah, to show up at the White House.
I mean, that should just bother us all, man. That's so fucking fucked up.
They don't get to hang with Trump, though.
Yes.
There aren't pictures of Jim and Lori,
right,
grinning it up with Trump.
Oh no.
But this Robert Jeffress guy, he's on the A team.
Yes.
And he's frequently seen praying to the Lord,
right,
with Trump.
Oh my God.
So we got to listen to a little bit of British Lou Dobbs.
Hello.
The actual Lou Dobbs show.
Yes. Is this a Brit evangelical?
No.
Okay.
Robert Jeffress is from here.
Okay.
Pastor Robert Jeffress, Trumpian Jesus wielder.
Right.
Was on Lou Dobbs' show.
Ooh.
And here he is. He's upset about here he is. Here's Robert Jeffress,
yes,
and Lou Dobbs.
They seem to be a party of hate before any other.
This is the Democrats Lou is talking about. They seem to be a party of hate above anything else. Not like not like the love that oozes out of our pores. And inclusion.
Yeah.
So they're upset about this resolution the Democrats passed.
Oh, yeah.
Which they're claiming is godless.
Right, of course.
We look at these numbers in polling, and they are not, they seem to be a party of hate.
No,
Chyron at the bottom.
Yes.
Says, Beto O'Rourke supporters heckle man urging Americans to return to God.
Well, I don't know.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Heckling him? What do you mean? Daring to disagree? Is that what they mean by heckling?
Hopefully they laughed at him.
Yeah.
When he was like, y'all gonna burn in hell for liking homosexuals and for letting Muslims in the
if
country.
Someone suggests
gotta go back to God.
That because of something, I don't know, some bullshit going, I don't know, that I'm gonna burn in hell. How do you reasonably respond to that?
You don't have to.
You say, fuck you, motherfucker.
They're not dealing in any reason whatsoever, so why should we get our boots wet?
Yes.
In their feces.
Right. Suck my dick.
Before any other equality.
And the Democrats are the hate party before any other quality.
Right,
is what Lou Dobbs is. Fair and balanced.
Oh.
Reporting.
Oh, okay. Hey, don't bite that.
This is Lou Dobbs. Stop biting the mic.
And they are not, they seem to be a party of hate before any other equality.
And they are a godless party, Lou, and becoming more so. You remember back in...
And they're godless, Lou.
Oh, hold on a second. Hold on a second.
It's all the squirting. Jeez.
Well, no.
They love this.
I think it wasn't, didn't we talk about Lou shooting out puffs of smoke? Oh,
right.
He's got
right.
going at his age.
Oh, yes. He smokes so much. He comes out. He just comes out. He oh, little I think it nicotine happened. Clouds.
I think it happened.
Out of his dick hole.
Seemed to be a party of hate before any other quality.
And they are a godless party, Lou, and becoming more so. You remember back in 2012 when they had an argument on national television at their convention about removing God from their platform?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yes.
These fucking...
Yes, hey. They were suggesting that maybe we should not have to have people swear to God in the platform because there's a lot of different denominations, believers and non-believers.
You know what I wish? I wish someone... the dog. You know, there is not a... They feel like there's a war on Christianity. Like they're oppressed. They have you must be shitting me.
That whole Lions
oh,
thing,
my
yeah.
God.
And on national television at their convention about removing God from their platform. Then in 2016 at their convention, they have a pastor up there praying and he gets heckled. And now, even this weekend, the Democrat Party passes a resolution saying we enthusiastically support the values of the religiously unaffiliated in America. Religiously unaffiliated is code for godless.
Whatever, yes, dickhead.
We respect the rights of those that don't. Aren't religious. This is what he's upset about. The Democrats yes. suggesting that they support the rights of those that don't believe in any gods.
You know, it's like,
oh heavens,
Jesus Christ. You know, it's fucking nuts, dude. Everything is godless. I hate to be a dick, but everything is godless. I'm sorry, stupid. It just is.
Religiously unaffiliated is code for godless.
Fuck you.
They have a pastor up there praying and he gets heckled. And now, so even this weekend, the Democrat Party passes a resolution saying we enthusiastically support the values of the religiously unaffiliated in America. Religiously unaffiliated is code for godless. They are truly becoming a godless party by their outreach and certainly by their beliefs.
And to see what is happening in the court system, I've just got to give the Third Circuit Court of Appeals a salute and my thanks for being rational, because a case before them about whether or not in Pennsylvania, whether atheists could be praying.
yeah, this was a fail.
Yeah.
This decision about the that the atheists can't. Do the ridiculous invocation.
Oh, my God, I saw this.
They use the argument that, well, if an atheist doesn't believe in a God, how can they pray to anything? And invocations are prayers to higher power. So we don't have to let the atheists do any invocations because they don't believe in it.
Why? You can't be exclusionary, dickhead.
Well, that's
if you can do it, I can do it. Yeah, you can listen to a Satan prayer. How do you like that, fuckface?
I would hope this gets overturned in a higher court.
Yeah.
But you could see Lou Dobbs puffs of smoke shooting out of his little
right.
tallywhacker.
He
from that.
Lou Dobbs and his little tallywhacker, they love it.
So, yeah, Robert Jeffress, the
Ooh,
Americans
yes.
or the Democrats are now the
fuck you
truly becoming a godless party.
Oh, shit.
To that, I say, holy shit. Thank you. That's
yeah.
awesome. It
My
should be
God.
More godless.
It's the bare minimum, isn't it? Wouldn't we want our leaders not to talk to shit in the sky? Wouldn't that be nice?
Or if they do, do it on your own dime.
And don't let it influence what you write in these laws, please. We don't want your science fiction in our goddamn government.
Right.
Yeah.
Faithless Friday, everybody.
Jabez. I want my science fiction on the movies like Guardians of the Galaxy. I love that shit. Not a big fan of Jesus, but I love that. I like Thor.
Good movies.
Like Black Panther, not into Jesus. Sorry.
All proof of there's equal proof of the existence of all of them.
Of Aquaman. Well, that's a different universe. So I'm sorry.
I haven't seen that movie yet still. I heard it was not great.
My
With
thing
Jason
was,
Momoa. Did
yeah.
you see it?
No. And I don't know, man. Everybody's walking around underwater and talking. I don't know what that bothers me. I mean, it just seems fucking stupid.
You like SpongeBob.
Yeah.
You're okay with that.
That's a good point. I like the snorks.
The another story. This is over at Patheos, Friendly Atheist blog.
Ooh.
And this made me think about the other day when I was on with AT&T, customer service, online chatting.
Yes.
And at the end of the chat, the dude was very helpful, and I got exactly what I needed, and
right.
everything worked out well, and it was
yes.
efficient and quick, and it was a great customer service experience.
Oh, shit, dude.
For AT&T, I hate right. to admit it. But at the end of the chat, dude was like, okay, just, you know, close out the window to end the chat. And then he said, have a blessed day.
Okay.
Mm. And I thought, well, that's interesting.
In what context? Like, did you sneeze or something?
No, he said, have a blessed day.
And did
and
you?
I chose to say thank you. You oh, too.
Well, good. Back at you.
But
whatever that
I would
means.
Think AT&T would frown upon that had they known that.
Do you think? I mean, can you mean blessed day in some like non-sky god way?
Maybe he saw I was in Pensacola and just figured, well, obviously yeah. he's a right-wing dickbag. Jesus.
Right, right.
Nut.
That's a layup for him.
Yeah. Could be.
He thought, you know, I'm going to say blessed day. This guy's going to be like, oh, shit. I'm going to leave this guy a lot of good feedback based on this fucking call.
Apparently, a couple of customers at a grocery store in Cartersville, Georgia.
Hey. Welcome to Cartersville. Fuck you.
Thought it might be a little crossing the line.
Ooh, yeah.
When Miss Barbara, the cashier at the Ingalls grocery store.
Oh, ew.
Cartersville.
Right.
Would apparently was also increasing the checkout line time. Because as she was handing you your receipt and your change,
yes,
she would touch your hand and say, may I pray for you?
And then she would pray the whole time, and I'm waiting with my ice cream that's melting.
Apparently she would say a little prayer.
I mean, would she say something out loud, or was it like a moment of silence? She touched your hand?
So they said, you know...
God, just stop it, please.
Ms. Barbara, maybe, you know, you should pray for them anyway on your own. Maybe there are some people who will, you know, not want to participate in that. And also, if I'm waiting in line.
Oh, God damn.
And Ms. Barbara is whipping out some prayers for each person in front of me. Now I'm getting a little irritated.
Oh, yes.
Atheist. Customers complained about it. Store management finally said, you know, Miss Barbara, ixnay on the air, pray.
Yeah. We don't, you know.
Well, Wednesday evening, there was a vigil.
Shut the fuck up.
Held outside of Ingalls grocery store.
Yes.
As word spread. That the evil Ingalls grocery store told Ms. Barbara she can't cast her magic over people.
Holy shit.
Demonstration organizers said the gathering was meant to show support for Barbara, 75-year-old supermarket employee.
Yes.
Who was ordered to stop praying for customers who were going through the checkout.
Yeah.
One resident did say she always asks in advance, and she never does it if they don't want her to.
Oh, my God.
But now you're feeling social pressure.
Oh, yeah. No, you just have to say, don't pray for
me.
I'm sorry.
May I pray for you? No, thank you.
You know, they always ask you if you want to donate to certain charities. I don't know. I just never. Then you have to say no if you don't want to. But now I got to tell, who am I telling no to? No, Barbara.
Barbara.
Can I say, well... Can I say, Barbara, don't pray for me, but can you pray that the St. Louis Cardinals
well, maybe
don't beat the Cubs this weekend? I mean,
how about pray for the kids in cages? All that stuff.
Hey, Barbara, I'm going to pray that our lunatic commander-in-chief doesn't get elected in 2020, because that's
the corporate
the
office has yet to make an official announcement.
Yes.
But
some customers were complaining that it was holding up the lines. It was more, it's taking up too much time while we're waiting in line. Than
of course,
we hate your Jesus.
Oh, of course, God. I mean, listen, it's enough that it's everywhere, right? It's enough that the symbolism is everywhere. It's enough that I go into the goddamn park in Pensacola, and there's a two-story fucking Bronze Age torture device up in the middle of the fucking park.
So here's a little shit-stirrer.
Ooh.
Andrew Height, pastor of Adairville's Remnant Church.
Hey, man.
Led the crowd.
Ooh.
In prayers outside the shopping center in the parking lot.
Fuck you.
She's standing up for what she believes. She's standing up for what's right. So now, of course, they're flinging poor Barbara up onto the cross.
Oh, of course. Some fucking what? She was not.
Giddy that they may be able to get her.
I'm not trying
to scream persecution. Yeah,
yeah. God damn.
What she's doing is reaching out. She's loving and supporting the people in our community.
Hey.
So there you go.
Yeah, great.
Ooh, frightening comments at the bottom here. This is the Daily Tribune news from Cartersville, Georgia. So the Cartersville Daily Tribune.
Oh, okay.
It's time for the views of the majority to rule instead of some misguided individuals that decide something's not right in their view.
Hey. God.
That's their view. We're still the majority. We should be able to impose our religion on you.
God.
Is what they're saying. And how often do we hear that?
That's their whole fucking argument.
There's more of us. Can't take down those Ten Commandments.
Fuck you, motherfucker. Ten Commandments. Which is your favorite? Name them all, you assholes. And you can't.
Try following a couple of you thunder cunts.
Yeah, dickhead.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We're going to be here all next week, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific. Oh, are we doing a Labor Day show? Probably.
Yeah, I don't know.
Join us Labor Day on Monday, everybody. We'll do a special holiday show celebrating labor and saying fuck the man.
Right.
2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, Rated R Comedy. His Instagram's Rated R Comedy. Go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a blessed weekend, everybody. We'll be back and do this bullshit again next week.
J-Buzz.
Now, I'm going to pray in tongues for a moment. Somaka sidi dalamuku.
Fuck you.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.